Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, Judy. You get extra stars if you remind
me. I will try to remind you every week. How's that?
Yee-hee, good. Okay, thank you. You know, it's the little things in life that can confuse you or mess you up, so I appreciate that. I'll just say for this recording, which was saved by Judy tonight, this is January 9th. It is the second program of our 8 or 9 course program here of the Angel Speak Book Study Group. All right. Now, there was another question. By the way, did I answer that last week?
No,
I don't remember that.
Okay, super. A lot of people kept saying, people are going to think I'm crazy if I tell them that I'm doing this writing with angels and, you know, just think I'm off my rocker. Do you remember that coming up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, the way I kind of, because I, you know, my whole life turned upside down. It was in the early 90s when I was starting to write my angels. And, I mean, that was really crazy back then in the 90s. Now we're up to, you know, 2018, 19, and it seems more common, or people don't question it the way they did those many years ago. But if someone said, what are you doing now, Trudy, or what's going on with you, I would say, well, I'm on a bit of a spiritual journey. And they'd say, really? What do you mean by that? And I'd say, well, I've discovered that my angelic team can really help while we're here on Earth. And people would say one of two things. They would either say, gee, that's interesting, gotta go. And they'd disappear, you know. They didn't want to know one more thing, thinking I probably was nuts. But the other people would say, you know, I believe that also. That is so cool. You and I are going to have to talk about that. And it would come from the most interesting people. My dentist, my kid's doctor came by one time, knocked on the door and said, I hear you've written a book about angels and I just think that's great. Do it. Keep doing it, you know. So sometimes you're a little surprised at the people that are right in alignment with you. And then I found if they wanted to know more, talk about it more or whatever, that was great. And we would. But otherwise, because sometimes when you open up on a new level, you just want to tell everybody. And it's very exciting. And, you know, oh, and then I was awakened in the middle of the night, and then, you know, the kids heard about it, and the kids, their friends teased them, or whatever. I was going on and on and on. I was so excited. And I realized if people wanted to know more, they would ask me more. If they didn't want to know more, they didn't. And that was just fine. And I even do that to this day. So, is that helpful for you guys?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good. Yes. All right. Yeah. Because everybody, I respect everybody's religion. I respect everybody's belief system. I respect where they are on their spiritual path. You know, one time I asked the angels, how come there are so many religions on the earth plane? And so they wrote back to me and they wrote, dearest child, we love you and we want you to know that people of a like vibration or of a like interest go come together at various churches, and because they're of the same wavelength. However, they say, we do want you to know this. There are no churches in heaven. And when the time comes that you go home, it will be your relationship with your God that will be the most important thing. And that knocked my socks off, as they say. I thought that was so cool. So that was one of their answers. It's wonderful, their perspective, their love that they give, their encouragement, their support. I mean, the angels love us unconditionally. And they know, also, it's tough to be here on this earth. And that's no joke, you know? There are a lot of challenges that we came here to learn. And that was several of the questions that also came up. We're going to move on here, but I'll get to other questions. And if anybody has a question any time, please write me. Just speak up, ask the question.
Trudy, I have a question. This is Diane.
Hi, Diane.
My question is in your book you refer to who are angels, and when we're writing to angels or getting, you know, some sort of guidance from our angels, I noticed that there's several angels that you talk about, the angels, the guardian angels, the masters, the archangels.
Right.
So how do they fit in when we write or when we get insights from the angels?
All right. Good question. First of all, you know, we don't idolize angels. Angels are simply and precisely God's messengers and workers, and they end up being our helpers, and they will give us wisdom. They will answer questions. And because there are so many angels in the universe, it's hard to believe. Like in the Bible, they refer to legions of angels or armies of angels. Imagine how many legions. That's almost a countless number. It's hard for us to even conceive of that. So that's why whenever I work, I with my angelic or spiritual, I call it my spiritual support team. And so I pray to God, because he is our supreme being. But I also know that God does have this legion of angels, and that comes to us and delivers his messages and teaches us and helps us. So when it comes time to either write them or ask questions, I pray, dearest God and angels. And I trust that God has assigned the right group of angels to work with us. And so now, as far as different angels go, yes, there are angels that have been assigned, for example, to be our teachers or to be our, you know, if we want to seek something or find out answers to something, there are angels that work in various things. For example, Archangel Gabriel. With angels speak, we always felt that Gabriel was our main lead archangel, because Gabriel is the great communicator, and he spoke to Mary and told her she was with child, and he just taught, you know, he's the great communicator and will answer and give greater in-depth explanations. So, but Archangel Raphael is the archangel that helps people with sickness and illness. So angels have been taught and trained, various different ones, and I've always trusted that the angel that I need the most help with will come to me, and I will be cared for. So does that make sense, Diane?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Good. All right. Because sometimes we want, you know, now the angels say, ask us for help, but be specific. It doesn't mean, you know, you have to say, well, necessarily, I want this angel and that angel and this. You can, if you would like, but if we kind of leave it up to God and leave it up to the hierarchy of angels, well, the right one will show up. There's no question about it. Okay. Anybody have any questions about that? All right. Good. Now, let's see. Anybody got a question that I'm missing?
Are you missing?
Who's there? Did someone say something?
That was Maria. I just was trying to, I'm fighting with my MS brain right now.
Okay, that's all right.
What did you mean by that you're missing?
Oh, for, what am I missing in the way of an angel?
No, I was trying to clarify that I'd understood your question.
If anybody has any additional questions that they wanted to ask about their angel at this time. So we were talking. You just came on, Maria?
No, I've been here.
Okay. All righty. Well, you know, it's okay because I was just saying, if somebody is saying, well, I want to have the exact right angels to get the exact right answer to my exact question, you know? And we don't have to manage necessarily the angels. We can ask for angels that we have studied and we feel comfortable with. But if you ask God to send the right team, they will be there. Okay? Good. All right. The other thing is our deceased loved ones also are there to help us, too. My sister Barbara comes through, you know, she's now in spirit, and my father and mother come through also at times. Is someone doing the dishes? I can hear pots and pans or dishes, so if you could maybe put your telephone on mute, that would be great. Okay. All righty. Now, let's see.
So when you talk about deceased, like my mom has passed away and my dad.
Right.
So when we're writing and we ask for our team of angels, will they also come through as angels or messengers?
Yes.
Or do you specifically have to ask for them?
I know in the many years I've done this work, our deceased loved ones will and can and do just show up sometimes. Like someone was saying that the perfume that they smelled, I think that was last week, someone was saying they knew it was their father. And I'll tell you, a really good book to read about the afterlife, and it is a book that's called The Afterlife of Billy Fingers, and it was about Billy, who had a sister. He passed away, and one of his fingers got cut off when he was a young kid, so all the kids used to call him Billy Fingers. But in this book, he was also writing to his sister, he would wake her up in the middle of the night, just like it happened for Barbara and me. And he would say, you know, get up and get a paper and pencil. I want to write with you. So, and he explained to her what happened after his soul left his body and how beautiful and fabulous it was and how safe he felt and how happy he was to be free of the body and stuff like that. It's really a good book. You can get it on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. So, yes, they will come. But I find I have a tendency to sit down and just talk with, like, Barbara. Dearest Barbara, are you there? I miss you, you know. I have several questions for you. If you can write to your angels, you can also write to your loved ones in spirit, for sure.
Well, thank you.
Yes, okay, good. Now, if anybody has a copy of the book, I would love it if you would open up to chapter 2 on In Angels Speak, because it is so exciting. How many of you have a book that you're following along with?
I do.
Wow. Okay. It sounds like most of you have it. If you don't have it, it's never too late if you'd like to get a copy. The fastest way to get a book is on Amazon, Angels Speak, How to Talk with Your Angels. If you'd like to follow along, you can just, if you're a more audio person, that's fine too. But it's chapter 1 that we're going to be reading, because last week we read Preparing for Angel Speaking, and Ask Your Angels to Be With You, Say a Prayer. Now, chapter 1 is, the angels are telling us what it is that they... their words of wisdom. And on page 20 in the book, it says, this is one of my, by far, my favorite teachings from the angels. They say, what holds humans in limitation is their preference for the past, desire for the future, and avoidance of the now. And that hit me between the eyes, more or less, because I got to thinking, you know, we keep hearing over and over again, be in the now, be in the now. And what we have a tendency to do is think about, oh, tomorrow I'm going to go here or there, or tomorrow I've got this huge thing at work and I'm bummed out, you know, or tomorrow, or thinking about, you know, wishing for the good old days. The problem with that is when you're in either place, you're not in the moment. And being in the moment really puts you right with your what's happening in your life, your angelic team that can be a part of what is going on. So be in the now. What holds humans in limitation is their preference for the past, desire for the future, and the avoidance of the now. And it does keep us stuck. So try to just be in the moment. Who are angels? Now, God is, it all starts with God. Keep the God you have. You do not have to change the God you know to understand the angels. God is God is God. Don't mistake him for another being. All we know to tell you about God is what the angels have told us. And they say no matter how big, how huge, all-consuming, or wise you think God is, you do not have him big enough. Not nearly big enough. God is love, the Father, the Mother, the Source, the All, Allah, the Divine Mind, the Supreme Being, the Goddess, whatever you have learned to call him or her, God is the one we all pray to, even we angels. So that struck me so strongly when they wrote that, because we do have to remember that God is the head source and the head being. Well, in our classes, students want to know what kind of angels come to them when they write. For the most part, angels fall into several main categories. A long time ago, an ancient scholar named Dionysus was given the three hierarchies and the nine choirs of angels. Each of these groupings of angels has a commitment to God and works within his kingdom, carrying out his plan and will. The angels in the hierarchy closest to the earth are dedicated to working with us while we are here. They are the group of angels that are closest to earth. Now, it's not easy being on this earth, as I said before, and because there are challenges, because there are difficulties, etc., God made our angels guardian angels and archangels, who are all divine beings. And God, angels were created by God to be his messengers, to do his will, and to help humankind. Angels are divine beings from God who watch over you and guide you and keep you safe. This group includes many levels of angels assigned to provide help, support, and comfort. Angels have never lived on earth. They are not and never have been human. As a cow is different from a person, so an angel is different. Angels are unique beings, and after God, have the greatest view of the total purpose of earth, its inhabitants, and the universe. Any questions about who angels are? And we can ask angels. As a matter of fact, the more we ask and the more specific we are asking them for their help, the more help we receive. Asking is key. Archangels are God's emissaries to give to earth love and compassion. As you are thinking about your spiritual path, you may want to call on the influence of one or more archangels. Many people believe there are seven archangels. There are more, but those named below have been assigned to earth to help us while we're on our planet. First of all, there's Michael. And the name Michael means who is like God. Michael battles evil, challenges people who have evil or negative intentions, and helps people open up to new ways of thinking, bringing courage for spiritual experiences. That's Michael. Raphael is the archangel, and his name means God has overcome. Raphael works with healers and artists, is helpful to creative souls. Messages from Raphael may help you to focus on creating a space of beauty, of recognition of the beauty that surrounds you, and the healing energy that comes from embracing beauty. Archangel Gabriel, most often associated with a trumpet, his name means man of God. Gabriel announces God's plans and actions. He brings forth the news of Jesus. He will tell you about your path and purpose and will help you to complete your mission. So that's the first. That was Gabriel, the first three angels. Uriel, fire of God is what Uriel means, And Uriel helps you complete your goals and your life missions, right? We all have a purpose. We all have a path. We all have a passion. And that leads us to our goals this lifetime. If you get off center while you're on your spiritual path, you can expect new thoughts and transforming ideas from Uriel. And then Hanael means mercy of God. The nicest things of life are watched over by Hanael. Beauty, love, happiness, pleasure, and harmony are his domain. And there are two to go. Raziel, he means secret of God. Archangel of mysteries, questions and mysteries encountered while on our spiritual journey inspire us to dig deeper in search of divine knowledge. Raziel may come through with inspirations and ideas that unlock the truth we are seeking. And the seventh archangel is Ariel, which means light of God, the angel most closely associated with our future and our purpose and our path and our goals. Then there are any questions about the seven archangels or what they do?
This is Maria. I have one.
Mm-hmm.
Is Ariel, I've seen Ariel spelled differently and written as the angel of nature.
Okay. Ariel is different than these angels.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
I know that you just told us that, what about the angels, the archangels, that Metatron and Sandalson, who I believe Sandalson was, my brain is gone, somebody in the Bible, not Enoch.
You know, I'm not sure. I will tell you about Metatron while that comes back to you. Archangel Metatron. Now, we just highlighted the seven that are closest to the earth plane and are here to help us with our passion, path, and purpose this lifetime primarily. But Metatron is the archangel that is the lead archangel out of all of them that are near the earth and have various responsibilities. Metatron is the lead angel near the earth. And Metatron, for example, he also has the responsibility for carrying home souls that have transitioned. And he will carry home souls and lay them in the lap of God. Yeah, really beautiful. There's such a great thought to think that when Barbara passed, that and my other sister, Jackie, that Metatron took them both home and placed them in the lap of God. I just love that thought. Yeah.
So, Trudy, this is Judy. So if you are around someone who is ill and possibly passing soon,
mm-hmm.
would you call upon Metatron to come?
Yes, I have. I've just said, you know, Metatron, it seems as if their time is close, and I pray that their soul be gently carried home to be with God. We ask Metatron to be near. Whatever comes to you, whatever loving thought or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, so many souls, because I speak with people that are in spirit also, and so many souls are so happy to be free of the body. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they were so sick and it was so difficult for them. And once our soul is free like that, it is so much well-being and so much joy and happiness. So it's so nice to know that they're put in the lap of God. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's too bad they didn't realize that while they're here, as they're fighting to stay.
Yes, you know. Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because everybody has their own belief system. And, you know, they sometimes, let's see, who was it? Judy, was that you when you asked a question about... Somebody sent me a question on belief systems, or was it Katrine? There are so many people.
I sent one. I sent one about beliefs, yes.
Is that you, Katrine?
No, Judy.
Oh, Judy. Okay. let's see. Do you remember which one it was?
So one of my questions. Yeah, one of my questions was, when I pray, I tend to go by the rituals that were taught to me as a child, being Catholic. Our Father, Hail Mary. How do you break away from the ritual praying?
You know, yes, that there in the churches, you know, there can be a lot of rules and everything. Some of them feel right, some of them don't. Some you can, I'll tell you how I pray, learn to pray. Is from my heart. I like the prayer I said tonight when we got started. To me, because God is so good and life is basically good, even though it can be challenging and difficult, I just know that if I pray from my heart, from my soul, from thoughts that pop into my mind, those prayers are more, I just feel more strongly connected to God than the prayers that we used to have to pray that we were told to pray, you know. Now, that doesn't mean that mine's better than the ones we were asked to pray when we were kids. I think everyone needs to do what feels really good and right for you.
Right,
and
right.
So, you know, like, let's see. I think Mother Mary is just the most remarkable woman that taught us so much about sharing and giving love and following God's will and everything. So every now and then I will, you know, Mother of God, my guardian dear, or Mary, however it starts, I'll pray that sometimes. Just because sometimes those prayers we were taught as kids feel so good, you know? They're just healing, too. So I didn't mean to complicate what you're asking me here, but just ask the angel, and maybe you could ask Gabriel. Dear Gabriel, how can I say prayers that feel right for me? And please help me with that. And see what pops into your knowing, your head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
And the other question that kind of went with that, Trudy, was how does one just let go, be fearless, remove fear, set aside all the conditioning we've had since childhood, and let all the angelic communication, rhythm, spirituality just happen?
Hmm. Well, let me put it this way. That was another one of your questions, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. I have to tell you, spirituality is not for sissies. You know? There are many times that we go, oh my gosh, I've had this way of thinking for all these years, and we do have to say, you know, I could use some help from ask one of the angels or archangels. I need help with releasing some of these belief systems that don't apply to me any longer. Or please give me strength to God and angels to open my thinking and my heart to you and the, my life lessons, and that and it would be okay to do that. You know, some people feel a little guilty if, you know, if you're not praying it the way the nuns told you to or whatever. But it might be a good idea to pray to God and say, God, or write to God, because we're going to learn how to write before this class is, or this program's over, and say, dearest God, would it be okay with you if I learned to pray differently and open up more to the help that's there for me in different ways?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then begin writing, dearest Judy. Now, your angels would say, dearest Judy, we love you and we, and then write down whatever you think you comes to you in your thinking.
Okay.
Yeah. All mm-hmm. right.
Thank you.
Any other, yeah, thank you. Any other questions about that? All right. Now, most of us have been conditioned to think angels look like 17th century paintings. This kind of goes with your question, Judy. In reality, angels have all sorts of appearances. This excerpt from our soon to, oh, we have a book, God Invented Angels First, and it's about how angels really, you know, angels have always been with us and were sent to us by God. The truth of angels is they have many shapes, forms, sizes, appearances, and duties. No one angel is like another. You will see angels as you need to see them. Sometimes you may see only a burst of light in a darkened room or a cloudy form around a person's body. Often angels will appear as a recognizable human, perhaps even someone you know or have known of. Other times they will transform into a symbol that you will understand. If you need a warrior, ask for one. Do you need some joy in your life? An angel can bring it to you. So we women have been taught, don't ask, it's not nice, you know. Well, the truth of the matter is, if we don't ask, the angels and the universe don't know precisely what to bring to us. So one of the first things the angels taught Barbara and me was learn to ask. And the more specific you are in your asking, the more specifically they can bring to you what it is you seek. Anybody taught that asking was not nice or is pushy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Or whining.
Or whining?
Yeah.
Is that, yeah, or whining. Right, right. That's true. You know, asking isn't whining. It's asking. Two different things. Okay. And then the last group here are about master teachers and spirit guides, are wise, elevated souls who have usually lived on Earth as human beings. Often they are recognizable, such as Jesus, a saint, or a biblical character. If you belong to a religion or group with a loving head or teacher, this master may appear to you. Masters and spirit guides are the majority of beginnings who will be coming to you, majority of beings that will come to you. They frequently teach us and are here to help you with your life problems, lessons, and keep you on your path. Because they have lived on Earth, these people have lived on Earth, these master teachers and spirit guides and everything. My father, by the way, was alcoholic. He quit drinking when I was months old, and he was sober and ran the what they called the AA group. His greatest joy was helping people, and he, you know, followed the 12 steps and everything, and he would take people to Hazleton, which was a treatment facility, if they wanted to quit drinking. It was just the way my dad was and how it was. And when I was a kid, he always was helping people. And now, so when I wrote to him when he passed over, I said, "Dad, what are you doing now that you're in spirit? What's it like over there? Are you happy?" You know, I had so many questions to ask him. And he said, "Well, honey," and it was, I just knew it was my dad, you know. And he said, "Well, honey, it is so great over here. You wouldn't believe it." And he said, "You know what I do in heaven? I do exactly what I did on earth because I loved it so much. They said I could do it over here. And I help people who had been drinking too much on earth while when they come home and we help them heal." So that just knocked my socks off. I thought, how great. You know, your real purpose this lifetime is to learn how to do what you love and let it unfold and your purpose, path, and mission. I heard the other day, I might have said this last week, but someone said, as long as you have a pulse beating in your body, you have a purpose this lifetime. So, anyway, that's how it all works. So masters and spirit guides are workers and teachers, and they have different personalities and appearances and constantly remind you of your strengths, your virtues, your purpose, and lovingness. Masters and spirit guides are workers and teachers. I can't say that enough. And Barbara's main guide is the Old Testament Joshua. While on earth, Joshua was a warrior, and he comes to Barbara as a no-nonsense guide and fierce protector. Trudy's guardians go by the name John Paul. These are two energies who have joined together to be her master teachers. John was a healer in the Bible and a disciple of Jesus. Paul was a teacher. Trudy's work this lifetime is to be a healer teacher, and these energies help her with this work. So, now, each one of you can feel free to call and upon the angels. If you don't know what angels, dearest God, please send an angel to me that will help me. There's also the final group is your higher self. Have you ever heard of your, has anybody ever talked with their higher self? Well, that's that part, okay. Were you going to go on?
I just said, no, I have not talked to my higher self, but I have heard of it.
All right. Well, your higher self is the wisdom that is stored in your cellular memory when you come to Earth and enter a body. So, you know that inner knowing that, I don't know how I know this, but I just feel like we were maybe together in another life or something like that?
Yes.
Well, that's our higher self and the memory of that experience and the lesson that was learned from it, or somebody that seems so familiar to you. and you think, I never knew this person. Why are they so familiar? Because they probably were with you in another lifetime. So your higher self is your most perfect and knowledgeable you. Your higher self, it's not the angels, even though your higher self frequently comes to you as guidance. It is a combination of wisdom of all that you are, all that you have been and ever will be. Sorry, excuse me. You are body, mind, and spirit. All three parts of you grow in different, in an equilateral triangle. A healthy higher self looks like Kanika, yeah. If one side grows too fast, the other sides have to catch up. Your higher self takes care of the balance. So, and there's one last paragraph here on this chapter that comes from the angels. And they wrote, "It is us, the angels. We have become your teachers. There is a whole group of us on this side who are here for you. We are not here to run your life. We are not here to tell you what to do. Our purpose is to give you perspective. This perspective is not only from our level, but from the perspective of the larger picture, the greater meaning, which will give you a new form of guidance. We are called angels because the real meaning of our work is to be messengers of God. We are here to help carry out His plan to be a support to those who seek and to always give unconditional love. Your highest good is always first and foremost with us." Okay. Any questions about this chapter one?
I have a question, Trudy.
Sure.
I don't know if I have a, this is Kim.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I have a different form of yours, but I have more, there's a paragraph on deceased mortals, and then also a paragraph on guardian angels that you didn't cover. So do I have a different angel?
You know what? I skipped those chapters.
Oh, okay.
Because I talked about them, and I figure, are you guys able to follow along with me okay? Am I doing this too fast or too slow or whatever? Okay, good. And I figure that I try to hit the highlights in the book, and then you'll be able to go back and read more or ask further questions.
Okay.
Good. All righty. Now, does anybody have... has anybody ever seen your angel?
No.
Mm-hmm. No?
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? I haven't either. I've never seen an angel. And people say to me, well, how can you write four books and not see angels? And because that isn't my gift. Everybody has their own gift. And so my gift is my third eye opened about 15 years ago. So when I do my channeling, my readings with people, my writing in books and everything, it comes to my, a vision comes to me in my third eye. And the visions are what guide me to give the knowledge from God and my angels. But I've never seen them, and I've never heard them in my ears, you know? Has anybody ever heard them? Wow. You're not sure. Okay. Well, I'm going, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you some homework and that I'd like everyone to do for next week. And I would, because there are various ways of receiving information, and one of the ways is the inner knowing. And for me, my inner knowing is when I get a jump in my stomach, or, you know, for example, when I'm doing my readings or teaching my class, as long as my gut stays calm, I know that I'm getting the information from them correctly. But if I said something out loud that wasn't right, I would get such a jump in my gut that I would have to say, excuse me, just a moment, and I would take a deep breath, and I would pray to the angels, asking them to give me clarity, please, in just in my head, and then they would show me another picture. So if I don't decipher their images properly. So that's one of my gifts, but in my gut. Also, sometimes there are people that do hear things, and some people get a pain in their neck or in their back, or they get goosebumps all the way down their arms or legs. What did you say?
I get angel. I call those angel bumps.
Angel
I get them when I'm doing readings. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Or, you know, whatever you go, oh, boy, I'm getting those bumps or that feeling. So I want you this week to start listening or feeling what's going on with you, and then share with us next week what comes through for you. Does anybody have anything that's happened for you that you go, wow, there it is, or I've got that tickle in my back of my head, you know, or something. Anybody?
Judy, this is
I do
tarot readings with angel cards from Rattling Doreen. And what they will do is when I'm looking at the images, I will hear a whispering in my ear, but I wouldn't say, you know, I don't know if it's eight angels or some angels or whatever angels they are, because before I do reading, I do prayer. But I'll hear like a whisper in my ear, almost like they're talking to me.
Great. They are. That's because they are talking to you.
So
that's great.
I don't want to say that it's, you know, a specific angel. It's just that I hear these whispering.
Yeah, 99% of the time, once I've said my prayer, I figure God knows what he's doing better than I do. Just send in the angels and we'll work with me. And 90% of the time, I don't know who it is either.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's great. Good. All right. And do you ever, between the that hearing their voices, do you get goosebumps or anything sometimes?
Oh, yes. And I will get a pressure in the back of my head.
Okay.
If somebody's coming in, I get that. I also get, you know, the angel bumps if somebody, you know, described. But I will also get, as you described, a jump in my gut.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, is that right? And I'll have to slow down like you do and, you know, pray. And then you are absolutely correct. It kind of smooths out and then you know, okay, this is the correct information that's coming in.
Exactly. Yes. And so, you know, if you ask for them to be with you through your prayer, believe and trust that they will be. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter if it's perfect, whatever. And then ask, believe, and then let go and allow that whole thing to come through, and then say thank you. So to God and the angels, it's amazing. And by the way, breathe deeply. I couldn't get over how when I first, you know, sometimes when you get an angel's anything, you kind of go, and you hold your breath, you know, you breathe in. Well, they come to us on our breath. So make sure you're breathing deeply. And that's always good. Okay. Good, good. Okay, anyone else that has a question that you'd like to ask?
I do.
Okay, who's this? Who?
Okay. One of us is Maria. I can't hear.
Okay. All righty. What would you like to ask?
I actually, my third eye opened about 3 years ago.
Yippee!
Oh, yeah,
great.
But I saw something that scared the living daylights out of me.
Uh-huh.
And I scared it back shut. Now, I know that God's not going to do, and the angels are not going to do anything that's going to scare me.
Right.
And I think that what they were showing me was, I looked at a picture of somebody that I know, and I think that I'd only seen his good side, and I saw his not good side and thought I was looking right at the devil.
Hmm.
And it scared me really bad, and I, like, tore up the picture and threw out the TV it was with and threw it out and everything. But how do I get myself back open again after that?
Yeah. You know, whenever I pray to God, I also say, dearest God, please be with me while I, you know, do this class this evening or whatever. Please keep me and members of our program safe and strong and fill us with goodness and light. In other words, I'm asking for what I would like to have the outcome be or the event be. Now, that's number one. And stuff. Sometimes, I must say, sometimes something might kind of pop up that, you know, because life is such a polarity on this earth, and I talked about that last week. For every good, there's a bad, and for every bad, there's a good. So, yeah, just make sure you pray and ask to be kept safe. And, from now on, okay? The second thing is, yes, but the second thing is, I think sometimes we also think about what we don't want, and then that brings it up. In other words, it's, you know, so that's why I always ask for what I do want, and I feel much safer and better.
Oh, I would, and I appreciate that, but that totally wasn't the case.
Yeah. Well, not in this case, no.
For this case,
yes. But sometimes, too, things help us that teach us, you know, so that's good, too. All righty.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. You bet. Anybody else? All right. Now, Karen, I think I did yours, didn't I? People that can see the angels and communicate with them, and there are so many different. We did talk about that, didn't we? And how do we know a sign when we get it, or how to interpret it, or if it was even a sign at all? And That was, of course, this jump in your gut or some, you know. At one point, also, I found at about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, I would wake up and my heart would be beating quickly in my chest. And I'd try to go back to sleep, you know, and it wasn't working. So finally, it dawned on me, I think that might be my angels wanting to speak with me. So I got up, got out of bed, went into my computer. Dear angels, dear God and angels, do you guys want to talk with me? And they said, oh, yes, child. We've been trying to get your attention now for several weeks. Thank you for hearing us and coming to us. And then I would type, you know, what would you like to teach me? And there's, and then they went on, we want you to know that you are coming into a new phase of teaching, and that we want you to know we are with you, we will help you. You know, they were just kind of giving me a heads up at that time, which was great. Mm. So we're so well cared for. It's just crazy. It's wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, yeah. Have you
that
had
has
your...
been happening to me. That has been happening to me. And I kept thinking something's wrong with me, and I even went to the doctor to make sure I wasn't having anything. I mean, I always wake up like between 3:30 and 4:30, and my chest is just pounding fast.
Oh, my gosh.
And I never even thought that that might be what's going on.
Yes. Wow. You know, it's so interesting, too. When I do an outline for my classes, and then I just know that if it pops into my knowing, my third eye, like I saw a picture of me and my heart pounding, then I see they're guiding you and me and each one of us to say, tell that story. Mention that. Don't do that paragraph. It isn't, you've already touched on that. So being guided and led will always put us in a position where we're being helped. And you guys, they know the groups that came together for this and how we can really learn from that. Good.
Judy, this is Tammy.
Hey, Tammy. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for sharing so much. I was wondering about when you said your third eye opened. Did an angel assist you in that, or was that just you know, between you and God or your high self, or
it was between God and my higher self, and I'll tell you what happened. In my left eye, I got one time. Now, I had been doing angel cards. I had tarot. I had been doing readings with people. I would sit down with them and write out the answers at that time. And Barbara and I always thought that they had to hold on to our elbow to do it, to do the readings, when in fact, no one needs to hold on to anything. We just let it flow. But it is funny how we go through these different steps believing certain things, and then we realize, well, I've grown beyond that, or things are different now. So I'm there giving readings to people, and all of a sudden I realized there was this little tiny television screen on the outside of my left eye, and I could see people walking around, you know, like on television, you can see things going on. Well, that's what was in front of my eye. And it went on like that for about 2 to 3 weeks. And I remembered thinking, who is that? What is that? And then one day, probably about 3 weeks to 4 weeks later, all of a sudden, that little television screen is what I call it, jumped in to my third eye, and went into the middle of my head, and I just knew that my third eye had opened.
Wow.
And it was like I was asking for that, but, you know, everything's on God's time, and it's always perfect rather than Trudy time. Because, you know, we all want it when we want it, you know. But I was able to kind of cool down and know that when the time was right, that was, if it's meant to be for me to have a third eye open, then it would. And so it did. And I was just thrilled. So that's how
it happened. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing. I've gotten up at like 2 or 3 in the morning, and when I've woken up, you know, still been kind of asleep, but I've gotten a lot of, like, white light, a lot of light, and I can see, you know, light and it dancing kind of in front of me and stuff, and I've always wondered if that was related to, you know, my third eye opening, or if that may be angels, but I think it's angels more than my third eye opening or anything like that, but it's really appreciated to hear your story.
Yes, you know, because it could have been angels and the opening. They could have been part of your process of that awakening. Because we all are given the gifts from God as we need them. And it's like, so I remember the time that I wanted to hear them. And I just prayed and prayed and prayed, you know, help me hear your words and this and that, and guide me and give me strength and wisdom. Oh, geez. I was asking in every way I knew how. It just hasn't ever come through. And finally, one day I said, what's going on, you know? How come I don't have that? And they said, because it is not part of your gift this lifetime. And so don't worry. It isn't that you haven't done something right. It just isn't meant to be for you. At this time, at this time, because things can happen later that will really surprise you or not, but just remember, when you work for God, and this was really funny. Barbara had the funniest sense of humor. And she had lost a job that she really wanted to have. And anyway, there was a whole series of things that were going on in her life. And the angel said to her, Barbara, child, you work for God now. And Barbara went, what? I don't want to work for God. I want a salary. And I want to earn money, and, you know, she was so funny. But if you don't understand what the angels are asking of you or suggesting, then you say, would you please explain that further? And so Barb did, and the angels explained, and she's just silly and funny that way anyway. She wasn't being disrespectful, but it was such a Barbara thing to do, you know. So it was fun.
Trudy, I have a question.
Sure.
When you're, like, awakened at night, or you feel like you're... How do you know that that's the angels, or do you just get up and get a piece of paper and pencil, or can you just lie there and kind of listen, or?
Good. You know what? Because you really don't know, you know, like sometimes I'll realize when I get up, oh, I'm really hungry. And, you know, it's hard to sleep if you didn't eat enough food. You know, it could have been that. So here's what I did right at the very beginning. I got a journal that was just for me and the angels. And that was my book to write them. And next to the bed, I would put my journal and a pen or a pencil or a pad of paper, and if I woke up in the middle of the night, I would write, "Dearest God and angels, I've been waking up. Is there something you would like to teach me?" And they come through. I get these thoughts in my head. "Yes, child, we have, you know, been wanting to get your attention," or whatever. Or if nothing really shows up, then I know it's not necessarily them, it's just me. But I do know that they will talk with us at any chance they get. They love us so much, and they're never that far from us. And they always, always want to do the very best for our highest and greatest good. Okay. All right. Well, you know what? We're coming into the home stretch here. And so I would like you to just pay attention this week as to where is that inner knowing, where the angels are speaking to you inside of you. And it might be around your heart, maybe you get a pressure on your third eye, maybe you do get something at the back of the neck. Just breathe and feel where you're getting the energy. Also, please feel more than welcome to send a email to me, or have an email written down so you can ask it next week. And I always want to go through the questions with you guys as we move forward here. Now, next week we're going to talk about the four fundamentals, and this is absolutely, as far as I'm concerned, it is the formula for working with God, your angels, and moving forward with your life purpose, path, and mission, and getting on with why you're here. So this will be a wonderful program, and it's a short chapter, so we'll do that for sure. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Are we going to do our angel names next week?
Are we doing our angel what next week? We're going to teach us how to get our angel's names.
Oh. Oh, thank you. Did you guys ask your angels for their names?
No. I have before...
Uh-huh.
I have before.
All right. Well, you know, sometimes what you can do is, here's how you get your angel's name. What you do is you say a prayer, "Dearest God and angels, thank you for being with me as I receive your name." And then you take a deep breath in, and then as you exhale, just whatever name pops into your head. Now, there's no such thing as a right name or a wrong name. Whatever comes to you, whatever seems like the right name, by all means, write it down. And next week, we will share what name came to you as you asked the angel. And if you don't get it at one time when you ask again. And if you don't get it the next time, ask again. You know, they will always come through, and eventually, sometimes you do have to ask a few times, but they love us unconditionally. So just by all means, ask. Expect answers. Okay.
Cool. Thank you.
About that.
Yes.
Do we ask specifically for an angel or guardian angel, maybe?
No, the guardian, no. Just ask, dearest angel, please tell me your name, not the guardian, because
okay.
There's only one guardian, and, you know, they work independently with us.
Okay.
So just ask, dear angel, please tell me your name, whichever one is near me.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, let's say a prayer to say goodbye. Breathe deeply now. Close your eyes. And, dearest God, as we say goodbye to each other this week at our second class, we are so grateful. Thank you so much for the wisdom and guidance and support that you sent to each one of us as we're all growing forward and learning and coming into our spiritual greatness. Also, thank you for being with us next week and during this week. And please help each individual receive their angel's name that's with them when they ask. And help us to know your will and your way. God bless all of us here. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. So you guys are great. So this completes the class. If you would like to stay on the line and you have an important question you want to ask me, feel free to do that. Okay? Otherwise, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night. Trudy, are you still there?
I am still here.
Hey, Trudy.
Yeah.
It's Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Hi. I did ask you the question in my email. It was the last question regarding your certification class and coming to Connecticut.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Well, let's see. I did my certification a year ago. It was in January, February. Huh? What?
I saw that after the fact.
Yes. Just a minute. Hold on just a second. Get the angel's name and what was the other thing I asked everybody to do?
Oh, I wrote that down.
Ask your angel for his name, and maybe that was it. I don't know. Okay. All right. Well, now, Judy, to answer your question, I'm in a bit of a dilemma here. My husband has Alzheimer's.
Oh.
And it's progressing, and I just feel that I just don't know if I can leave him at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And go up to Connecticut and be gone a week or so, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Yeah. So I am going to have to take it step by step and figure out the right timing, because I'm chomping at the bit to do another one. And I've already got three or four people that are very interested, too. So we'll just have to be a little patient, okay?
Oh, no problem. Everything happens when it's supposed to.
You bet. I totally agree. So, but I just wanted you to know what the hesitation on my part is, you know? So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But great.
Okay. Well, thank you, Trudy.
You are so welcome.
All the best with what you're going through with your husband.
Thank you so much. Is the facilitator that's doing the things, is it Robin Tessie?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I love her.
Oh, she's so great. She's so great. And she's just a wonderful person. So I'm so happy to hear that. But I'm asking God and the angels to have this open up by spring. So I'm being very positive, but we'll see.
Okay,
good. Thanks, Judy.
Okay, thank you. You have a wonderful night. I'll be talking to you next week.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Is anyone else on the line?